Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Holiday shopping season is officially on, Ashley.
And it has been for weeks. With Black Friday and Cyber Monday now behind us, we enter the home stretch. Only 28 shopping days till Christmas.
In other words, if you're planning on buying gifts for any of the holidays you choose to celebrate, the time has come. We're going to talk about budgeting for holiday spending today.
And if you've already done your holiday shopping without a budget, don't worry. We'll offer tips for a speedy recovery as well.
First, a little history. It was the 1870s before spending oodles of money on holidays, especially Christmas, became a social norm.
In that decade, the first published greeting cards went on sale. These days, that's a nearly $16 billion a year industry.
That decade also saw Christmas trees and manufactured ornaments being introduced to the general public, now a $2.5 billion a year industry.
And that decade saw Santa Claus rising to fame in England and America. And with his rise, stores started seeing their profits from the holiday quarter start to outshine the rest of the year.
With cards, trees, ornaments, gifts for family and friends, food, decorations, and all the other trimmings, Gallup found that the average American would forecast spending $712 for the holidays in 2011.
How will we be paying for this? Last year, a Bankrate poll showed that half of those who took the survey plan to charge their gifts to credit cards.
And half of those people said they plan to pay that debt off by January. But ta-da, 6% were still paying it in October.
According to Gallup, in 2011, the average consumer credit card interest rate was 13.08%. If the $712 you spent was put on a credit card and paid at a minimum, it would take you 4 years to pay it off, and you'd end up spending almost $200 on top of that just for interest.
But experts at Mint.com also say that using a credit card at the holidays is often a smarter plan, as debit cards and cash cut directly into your liquid assets for bills, emergencies, etc. But wait, that doesn't mean Mint.com says you should use those credit cards willy-nilly. That advice is predicated on the fact that you have actually made a spending plan or budget for the holidays.
Jason and I always say that planning is the cornerstone of financial literacy. If you haven't already begun holiday spending, you have the opportunity to sit down and budget before you do. If you've already spent your money this year, while you may have missed your chance to do it wisely, you still have the opportunity to become a holiday spending wizard for next year.
And here's how. If you haven't started spending yet, go online to simplemom.net and look up the Christmas budget worksheet. Write down what you plan to spend and make sure it fits with your yearly or monthly budget. If you don't have a yearly or monthly budget, use this very specific one to get some practice for the bigger idea. Seeing numbers on paper always helps one visualize the reality of a situation.
If you've already spent your holiday money, use this worksheet as an expense tracker. Use your receipts or debit or credit card statements to figure out where the money went based on the categories, and then plan ahead for next year. Do it now and be realistic about what numbers you might hit.
And then incorporate that number into your yearly budget next year. Certain banking institutions even offer savings products specifically for holiday spending that can also deduct money from your checking account automatically, so you don't have to think about it. If you're going to spend $800 next year and you start your holiday shopping in November, you have 10 months starting in January to put that money away. That's 40 weeks. That's $20 a week, which many institutions can put away for you silently and which will collect interest until the month when you need it for holiday shopping.
And if you choose to use credit this year and you know you can't pay it off right away, use a lower interest card or utilize low APR balance transfer options to keep from paying for Christmas all year long. And then remember that budget next year.
Holiday spending can be a real kick in the rear of your Santa suit, but it doesn't have to be. Budget now if you haven't started spending so you can visualize your plan and adjust your monthly or yearly budget accordingly.
And if you've already finished your holiday spending, use those receipts and credit and debit card statements as an opportunity to do some expense tracking and plan for next year. For now, I'm Ashley Hall of United Way of Monroe County.
And I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money program. Happy Holidays. Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.